I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. List
two. Hi.
Em.
How's it going?
Thrilled to be here.
Great, me too.
Do you remember, what was your first job outside of college?
After college.
Yeah, that's the right way to say it.
I worked at an advertising agency in Detroit, Michigan.
Cool.
And spent a year there.
I like that. Yeah. That's like a legit job.
Yeah.
You weren't an intern. You had a – what were you doing?
I started as a traffic coordinator. I don't even know if that's something
that mean?
Still exists. But you just – you kind of get sign-off from everybody in the department to sign off on all the things.
Like, oh, okay.
That creative's approved, that layout's approved, that whatever's approved.
It's a fun name for that job.
Yeah. And then I – became like an account coordinator pretty quickly.
So you were like doing your thing right out of college and working.
I tried.
I mean, you did.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I am just now getting into jobs that make sense. Like, really, it took a minute.
Well, I mean, I'm still not doing what I want to do. So it doesn't, you know, you can have all the impressive jobs you want if you're not, you know,
yeah,
live in it. Who cares?
That's true. I feel like, so we have on a guest today called Lily Drew. And she came my way because a friend of mine is trying to fill a job, and her resume and cover letter landed on her desk. And it was just this like super go-getter. And she was like, she would probably be good on your show if you want to.
Which is so funny. Did they even talk? Like, did she call her?
Not for the job. No, not for the
hilarious.
Job. Yeah, not for the job. But, I mean, maybe that will happen. I don't know. I don't think so, actually. I don't think she's going to get that job.
Maybe we shouldn't tell her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she really – look, I don't think it's – I think it's fine.
Okay.
You know.
Hard feelings.
No hard feelings.
Great.
But – you know, I just read her cover letter, and it was just so animated. And she's been to Africa, and she's working on this job, and she's doing social media content for these people, and she's 22, you know. This is just one little section. It says, this is the end of it, the cover letter. I am an ever-changing, ever-growing force with the ambition to fill an ocean, an experience that sets me apart from most. I look forward to establishing myself more in this industry and creating a symbiotic relationship with you. Together, we can make a lot happen, or at least try to make stuff happen and have fun along the way. And I was like, God damn, that's a cover letter. That's an ending. You know what I mean? It's an ending to a cover letter. I was like marching around the streets of Los Angeles, no car. My first job, I think, out of college was the night shift at Mel's Drive-In. And that was a goddamn win, Emily.
Well, but and that feels like it probably might have come with some trauma as well.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in the night. You don't want to – it's a 24-hour drive-in.
No, that's a scary place.
Yeah. Like the dregs of Sunset Boulevard who've been partying their faces off all night are coming through.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
But
– that'll grow you up right quick.
But, you know, I didn't have a cover letter telling somebody that, like,
I mean,
an ever-changing, ever-growing force, you know?
With every, you know, late-night drunken person, you had to serve your ambition to fill the ocean went away.
Went away.
Yeah. So I get it.
Oh, yeah. Those jobs will take a chunk.
Whew. Yeah.
They'll take a bite.
Yeah.
They'll take a real bite. So I think she's going to come in. She is going to kind of walk us through. She said there's a lot of people faking it on social media, which we know.
I mean, it seems like the whole thing is a farce, right?
It's a big fake out.
But I guess I'd like to hear specifics because I feel like people are just trying to make it look like they're leading the best lives, but I don't have concrete proof.
But I mean, look, none of us are taking pictures of our dirty laundry in the pile. Like, you know what I'm saying? That everybody is trying to present something. There's varying degrees of how dedicated you are if you're on social media to presenting. You know, we're all doing it on some level.
For sure.
You know, everyone's crafting.
I'll admit, I posted a picture of myself when I was living in Detroit at, you know, after college very recently. And the only reason why I posted it was because I thought I looked real pretty in it.
You did.
Well, thank you. But like, we're all crafting things. I get
it. Right. We all want a reaction of some sort.
Yeah.
You know, we want to share something.
Yeah.
You know, like we want to share something out to people for whatever reason, for that connection or that that experience or that sharing of who you are. You know, this is what I'm doing or this is something in my life. And you know, it's not a bad thing. It just is. I'm curious to see what her experience in her age group at 22, what's really going on, you know? Yeah. So I guess we should bring her in.
Toot, toot.
OMFG! We have Lily Drew here.
What?
In the studio with us.
Hello.
I don't understand.
She is a spitfire.
Woo!
Getting it done, 22 years old, not like just 22. Not playing around.
I know, I'm a baby. I forget that sometimes, to be honest. Hi. I forget my age.
What age do you think you're at?
I know, yeah, tell us.
I surround myself with a lot of people who are older than me. So sometimes I feel like I'm, I don't know, 22 going on 32.
All right. Well, you just hang right on
not
to 22.
Really.
It's a real nice age.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
it is.
It's a weird age in a way, like because
I don't remember it.
Yeah,
at all. Not a clue.
I just felt so bumbling. Like we were talking in the intro about your, you know, you're out there in the world. You've got this amazing cover letter, and you're looking for work. And when I think about moving here, I think I was 22 when I moved to LA, and my approach to finding a job was like. Busted. You know, it was like I didn't have a car.
Well, and you took on some funny jobs.
Sure. Sure. Oh, please say just one funny job.
No, I mean the one that we just discussed a couple episodes ago. You know, this isn't even it's a job. It's a one-off. It's like going down to Compton and wearing a turkey costume and on Thanksgiving and giving out like free I guess it was a couple days before Thanksgiving, like free turkey flyers to the people and of the city of Compton.
I mean, that's amazing.
For $50.
That's incredible.
I mean, who's not going to do that?
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, well, in full disclosure, I do think when I was 22, although I'm not sure what age I really was, I worked at a company that made dog shoes. So, there's that.
That's amazing. That makes me feel better.
Yeah. I'm actually flashing back to another job, which feels really bad now. I would go to bars with cigarettes.
No, you were one of those.
I was
people.
One of them bitches.
No,
with
my God.
Camel lights,
that's so
Camel
funny.
Like flavored Camel cigarettes, trying to peddle them on young people, including myself, to start smoking and grab a habit.
Okay.
Wow, that's so weird.
It's so
that
bad.
Is so weird how times have changed. That is
have
so
you ever
strange.
Seen one of those people?
No,
no,
never.
Because they don't exist
never.
Anymore. I'm sure it's
because
like illegal.
Are your friends smoking?
See, it's funny because I feel like it's kind of a trend that came back that people are smoking.
Really?
Yeah, because people are into the whole grunge. They want to smoke cigarettes. Like, guys want to look like James Dean. So it's kind of weirdly back. So it's like half the people are like, oh, God, that's gross. And the other half are into it.
Ugh. So half is too many.
I have a lot of friends who smoke cigarettes.
Really?
What about like those e-cigarettes?
Are yeah, like vapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of uncool to smoke a vape sometimes.
Thank God.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think it's uncool.
I think it's uncool. I've never smoked a cigarette. I have a very raspy voice.
You do.
But I've never.
I was like, she'd be smoking.
I've never smoked a cigarette before.
But that rasp is what I always wanted.
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
When you got a cold and you're like, I'm going to call up all the boys because I sound real sexy.
I know. It's so good.
That's every day of your life.
This is me every day. This is pretty clear for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing cuter than like a little toddler with the rasp.
Did you have that
when you were a kid?
I did. I had a little boy voice when I was a child. Oh. Yes.
I like that.
Real cute.
So you're here, you're going to teach us some things.
Mm-hmm.
I always need more. Thirsty bitch.
Good one. That's very relevant.
Thank you. Thirsty.
Good.
You're very thirsty.
It's so applicable.
Yeah, it is.
If somebody's thirsty in your crew.
Thirsty is like...
Are you seeing thirst and checking it?
Or is it more coming from...
what kind of thirst? Okay, there's different
suitors.
Shades. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I have a lot of friends who are always like, thirsty. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's hard.
Going out to the club, trying to like, yeah, be on the prowl. I've never really been like that.
People go to the clubs. What clubs are we going to?
But it's not... It's like people go to the clubs, but they don't really admit they go to the clubs. And sometimes they call them lounges or they just call it by the name.
Ew. Does someone seriously text you like, would you like to go to a lounge with me on Friday?
No, they don't, but they will casually say it in conversation.
Okay.
So instead, they will just say the names of them. So like, you know, we're off of Sunset Boulevard right now. There's a lot of them over there. So like Hyde on Sunset.
That still exists.
I don't know it.
I mean, I've never been.
I've just heard of it.
Yeah. That's the spot. That's kind of the spot. Hmm.
So what are some spots? I mean, just out of curiosity.
Hyde on Sunset, Bootsy Bellows.
That I know. That's the David Courtney Cox's ex.
Oh, David.
Really?
Marquette.
I think he runs that.
Oh.
I know that from him on Howard Stern talking about it. It's kind of like a circus atmosphere.
It's a circus atmosphere. It's kind of the hot spot. It's kind of hard to get in.
Well, it's funny that it's circus themed because I have always said that I'm at my sexiest at the circus. Like, who would decide that that's like the hookup spot? Like, circus themed.
Have
like,
you been?
To the circus?
To Bootsy Bellows.
Our circus is still a thing?
They're not PC, that's for sure.
No.
Wait, have you been to Bootsy Bellows?
Yes.
What is the scene there?
So, if I'm there, I'm bound to see someone famous.
Okay, like who? Who are we seeing?
I had a funny story that last time I went there, I was apparently talking to Brooklyn Beckham. And I was.
He's old enough to be there?
But I didn't realize at first. No.
Okay.
And then he tried to leave, and then paparazzi, like, popped off. Yeah.
Is he cute?
Yeah, he's cute.
Did you try to hit it?
No, he's a baby.
Okay.
How old is he?
He's like 17.
So like 22.
Who else have you seen there?
I saw Khloe Kardashian there.
Whoa, that's a heavy hitter.
Mm-hmm. I saw Odell Jackson. He's kind of a...
Is he a rapper?
He's a sports guy, but I couldn't even tell you. I think football. Okay. I don't really pay attention.
I don't know that.
Yeah, no.
I'm out.
So, and is it circus? Like, what is the circus aspect of it?
It's very flashy. There are a lot of dancers dancing on tables.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes they have a big drag show, which is very fun.
You know what this feels? Did you ever go to the Limelight in the city in New York?
Mm-mm.
This kind of feels like the Limelight to me when I was in my early, like right out of high school, college, you know, we would go to the Limelight and there was like—
In New York City?
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard of that.
I don't think it's the Limelight anymore. I think it's like a library now or something. But people would be kind of in cages and everyone was like super—
It's a little bit like that.
Over the top. Costumes and
there aren't cages, but when it is drag night, it becomes a little bit more, yeah. And then there is a show that kind of happens,
okay,
mid at whatever point in the night, they kind of pop out burlesque dancers,
okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
doesn't seem like it, right now. Can you imagine, Emily?
It's some goals that we should set.
Should we?
Some squad goals that maybe we should try and go to a club.
How fun.
How do you get in there?
Okay, so just like everything in LA, everything is connections, apparently. And so if you are a girl and you have heels on, you are definitely going to be able to get in. Okay. Past
That's
certain
already
hours.
My first hurdle.
Yeah, I'm like, and I'm out.
Yeah,
yeah I'm done.
And unfortunately, it really it's fun. Just it's a sad city that we live in that it's like that. But now for guys,
are you sure? Have you seen you? Have you really clocked all the girls? Because there's probably girls on the sidelines in heels that are not getting in, or are they? They're all getting in.
Yeah, there are girls that aren't getting in.
Okay.
What if there was a girl in the line wearing heels? But like 8 to 9 months pregnant. Is she getting in?
If you have your eyelashes on, you got a little something.
It's definitely, okay. That's a lot
not
of work.
Gonna happen. All right. But we might be able to find a connection. I mean, I don't know anyone who has going to Bootsy Bellows, but no, like, oh, Yvette.
Oh, my goodness. It's so funny.
So, like, in this Bootsy world of a Bootsy Bellow that you're living in, where you're bouncing from club to club, and I know you probably, and isn't there one called, like, something one?
One Oak.
One Oak.
That's a spot.
Is that, like, a classy spot?
Yes.
Okay.
It's probably even more of a club. If you have a scale of like
lounge to club,
that's like more you're going
club.
All in.
Lounge to club to circus.
Yeah, that's like you want to get there a little bit earlier than midnight.
Sounds right as rain for us.
Yeah. Okay, that part
earlier
works.
Earlier than midnight. I didn't know there was an option to go out after midnight.
No, I thought that. Okay, no, there definitely is. Never would have.
But the
that.
Thing is that it's not really even about those places anymore. It's now about the after party.
Okay, after the.
So it's, yeah. So yeah. You, I mean, at that point.
This is like an after hours club?
No, it's not an after hours club, I wish. It's more of like
house
you
party?
Have to get, yeah.
House
you
party?
Have, mm-hmm.
See, that's
like
what's
you have
up.
To get the address.
I love a house party.
And sometimes you end up at a place and you don't even really realize it. And then you have that address and, like, you put in your phone and you save that. Wow. Or you get someone's number and then they invite you to the after party next time. It's like once you're in this world, you're in this world.
It's this – you would go back to the same address?
You'll end up – like, if you're out, you will end up getting a text. It's like, come here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I
– Drugs?
I just, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because how are we staying awake for these mm-hmm. parties? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you just awake or are you taking things?
To be honest, I'm just awake.
That's fascinating.
I know that – I mean, I'm definitely drinking, but I'm just awake. I do know that a lot of people are, probably doing their thing.
And what time are you going to bed?
On these types of nights?
Yeah, yeah. Not tonight. I'm assuming you're a normal human tonight.
Yeah, I'm a normal human. Probably five thirty.
I was thinking six.
It kind of freaks me out, to be honest, when it's past 5:30 and when I'm hungry. You know,
yeah, because
it just feels a little bit more like
breakfast.
It feels a little bit weird.
Yeah.
One time, actually, semi-recently, I had pizza at 7 a.m. because I just got home.
Sounds like fun. Yeah. You know. It doesn't sound like fun, but you're bringing me back. Not that I didn't live the life you're living. I led something, you know, you've had those nights where you're out until the butt crack. Have you?
Very few and far. Like, even in college, everyone called me the grandma because I have no ability to stay up.
Oh, well, I'll sleep while I'm out. Like, I have no problem.
Yeah. Sleep at the bar?
I work.
That's my move.
I sleep at the bar in a heartbeat.
I sleep at the bar all the time.
In a goddamn heartbeat. I worked at a club, like a dance club, the Garden of Eden. Did you ever know of that club?
In New York?
No, it's here.
Is
it's
this
gone.
Is where you were pushing your cancer sticks?
No. Okay. I would work there Friday nights. I worked there. I totally scammed them. I was stealing money, basically.
I like that you're admitting this.
I love it.
Truth be told.
I love it.
It was like $5 a coat, but I had gotten the hot tip. By the person who brought me in, she's like, look, this is what we do and everyone knows it and it's fine. You're going to get money for coats, but you're also going to just take the money on some of the coats. I don't feel great about it. It's not one of the things that that I feel great about.
That
in
is
life.
So funny.
Emily is judging me so harshly.
I feel like there's a lot of that out there, though. I'm not saying that I've ever done that necessarily, right. But I feel like that.
Yes, and I hated it so much the 4 hours I was there once a week. I would consistently fall asleep. I was literally in the coat check and also taking the money at the door. So my head was like, there's like the plexiglass with the slot.
Yeah.
And I'd be taking the money at the door and also managing the coat check.
That's a
and
lot.
It's a yeah, lot. It's a lot. It was a high pressure job. And the DJ was in my head. Like the DJ's booth was above my head.
See, I couldn't do that.
Oh, it was a nightmare.
So they'd be like, and you're like, what?
Yeah. You have no idea. And I felt like I need this goddamn extra money if I'm going to do this.
Right.
You know, but then, of course, it's a slippery slope. And I would fall asleep right at the window.
With the DJ?
With the DJ in my head. And the bouncers would be like. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh. You know, I mean, that was what was going
on. I could absolutely never.
I got fired.
Well,
obviously.
There you go.
Seems good.
And
that's called karma.
That is. Oh, it was. And I had the nerve to be totally taken aback. You know what I mean?
How
like,
dare yeah. you?
Oh, like, what?
I was your best thieving employee.
Yeah, like, do you know what I've done? That's
exactly what I would
do. Yeah. By the way, I've never like stolen before. Okay, Emily.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. With
I just
your,
can't.
Your
I
life.
Just let it be out there that I had a bad.
I
time.
I feel like I'm judging you more for the cancer studies, to be honest.
Oh my goodness.
So that was 22. See how much better is this? A pep
honestly,
talk
to be honest, it
today?
Makes me feel a lot better.
I thought
it does.
So.
And when I say that, I feel like I'm an older age. Sometimes it is very true. I feel like I am literally trying to be. The president of the United States, which at this point I probably could be.
Go on.
No, just seeing as who we have right now. Or
oh,
who, I'm not right now. Sorry. No. Seeing as who we have coming up, I feel like I could be. But yeah, my expectations are high is what,
what
I'm trying to say.
What do you want?
Right now?
Out of life. Where are we going?
I would like just
like
what
you. This is like, I'm like here, Lily, Drew. Your dream career is, ooh. I'm going to wave this wand and bop it on your head, and
oh
you're
my goodness.
There. What's
I,
there?
I would love to write my own television show and star in it.
Great.
Maybe direct it.
Oh,
well.
Jesus Christ. So Louis C.K.
We
got
to pick a lame, but okay.
I know.
Star in it.
Oh, yes.
You've got the face for it.
Yes, darling.
So in the Bootsy Bello situation— are people, like, what is the, because I know we spoke briefly and you were saying that, like, people are faking the funk on social media.
Yes.
What's going on? Just, is it happening out at, like, nightclubs or what have you seen? How are your friends faking?
Okay. So.
Their social media accounts.
Okay. So, from my perspective, when I'm going to go out and have that crazy of a night, I like to dance. I like to be out there. I like to be engaged. I have a lot of friends and a lot of other people who are definitely in there who are like sitting there with their fake eyelashes on and their heels and their really tight dresses and on their phones. And it doesn't really make sense to me because I know that they probably would rather be in their beds sitting on their phones doing the exact same thing.
Mm.
So if you look around in that sort of environment, it's all like that. It's everyone on their phone sitting there. But then it's like, okay, I know that girl. She's an acquaintance. She's sitting on her phone. She looks like she's having a horrible time. And I will check her Snapchat story. And like, it'll be that one moment that she like got up and did something ferociously wild, like dancing on a table. And it'd be like, oh my God, I saw her the whole entire time. She was sitting there on her phone. That's not her lifestyle. And then everyone's like, oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Or like an Instagram video of her up on a table dancing. It's like, oh my God, wow.
And do you
look
think
you,
she
so
staged
ballsy.
It? Do you think she like staged that moment for the gram?
Well, she definitely had someone film her.
Oh,
right.
God.
You know, she definitely handed the phone to someone.
So it was all, it's not an organic moment that happened.
No.
Not even a little bit.
No, it doesn't feel that way. I mean, some people definitely are having organic moments. It's not like everyone's like this. But from what I've noticed, the majority, yeah.
Wow. Any
weird.
Other, how Easy. Else are people faking it?
In like that environment in particular?
Or just in general on social media?
One funny thing was maybe what I mentioned before, but I had a friend who commented on the fact that he said that he wanted to go to an Adele concert. And I was like, oh, my God, that's amazing. That's really cool. And he's like, oh, no, I'm not actually going. I'm just going to film outside. So he ended up filming and posted to social media, Snapchat and Instagram outside the Adele concert because, you know.
Like saying he was there?
Yeah, just being like probably a vague comment. Or a vague caption, like, oh, my God, Adele, or, like, music behind it. And people are like, wow.
I mean, I know that I'm emotional in general.
Yeah.
But that – I could cry.
Tell me why.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really fucking sad.
It's very sad.
Like, what is the point of your life, sir,
yeah.
I ask you? Like, are you trying to live it or you're just trying to fake it? It's
yeah.
so ridiculous.
It seems crazy that people do this.
Mm-hmm. But it's, I mean, it's almost to the point where, for instance, you know, this whole sort of thing, Instagram started, what, I don't even know, like seven, eight years ago, mm-hmm. something
Sounds
like that.
About right.
I remember when it
Sounds
started
maybe
to come out.
A little long. I don't know. That feels like a little, I feel like I came to it about 5 years ago, but
yeah.
that's probably means
2010.
Nothing.
2010. Really?
So 6 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Six, seven, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I probably had it for about, I probably got it a year after it started.
Okay.
So I was in high school when it kind of popped out.
Yeah, me too.
That yeah, me too was so believable. I was like, yeah, got it.
So I had it and I kind of, you know, I went through the motions of it and you kind of don't really know what it's about until you start seeing people post. Seeing celebrities post or whatever. And it started out with a lot of selfies, a lot of like, this is a documentation of my life. Like, here I am here. Here I am there. Look at me. I'm pretty.
Right.
So, but now it's kind of come to the point where we're like, wow, we see what people are doing. They're just showing themselves in pretty moments or everyone thinks they're a model now. That it's almost embarrassing if you have all selfies or if you have all just solo pictures of yourself in front of things. Then you're like, oh, my God, is that person just – what are they doing? Where are their friends?
This is inspiring me to take more pictures of myself in front of stupid things.
For instance?
Fire hydrant.
How funny.
I like this.
But that's so – it's so stupid.
Like, I mean, it's
I don't
like
– get it. What are these youths doing?
Like, here I am
these
and
youths.
Here this is.
Yes.
Yes.
Snap.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you
for like
bringing
food,
this to
like,
attention.
Like, let me reveal my food pic with a cute smile.
Right.
Hello. Yeah.
It's so much producing. Everyone's a producer.
Everyone's a producer,
extra.
And it's exhausting.
Yeah,
it's very extra. Wow.
Extra.
That's a good
Super
one.
Super extra.
That's very extra. V extra.
Not
Is
into
there
it.
Like... So would that be – if you're seeing a friend and they're selfie, 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 is
mm-hmm.
that falling into like a basic category?
Yeah, definitely. Like for instance, if someone really, really, really wants to go to Earth Cafe and take a picture with their sandwich, okay, like go do that. Do whatever
okay.
you want.
Okay.
But if you're going to sit there and realize that your angles aren't working or it's bad lighting and you're still trying to take the picture with your sandwich, then you're running into deep, deep trouble. Then that makes no sense.
Exactly.
Then I'm watching you as the person who's next to you enjoying the sandwich with you, watching you take like 20 photos and then editing them. That's absurd, but that's like a normal day experience.
That's an outing for you
That's
and
an
your
outing.
Friends.
You know that if you're going out with especially a group of friends, a group of girls, you know that there's going to be an Instagram. And if there isn't, that's like how –
How did
almost,
we move through
it's
that?
It's almost surreal if I were to go out with five of my best girlfriends and there was no Instagrams or no social media, that is unheard of.
It's funny because
yeah.
I've had the feeling before when I've been with a few people – And I'm like, I really wish one of them would take a picture
I have
and put
had that
it
too.
On their Instagram.
I have had
so
that too.
It is a funny thing because I feel like we're on the other side of it where not everything is documented.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe there is kind of a FOMO of the documentation in a weird way.
No, I totally get that. Like, sometimes I'm like, Because it's really not that cool to document everything.
No.
You know, so I do sometimes want a little documentation, but just it's not that cool. And no. So you can't.
I don't want to be the person to suggest it. But, like, I have a photographer friend. She takes the most beautiful photos.
Oh, yeah,
every
she
time
does.
She takes a picture of me, I'm like, oh, my God, I've never looked so good. And when we're out and we're, like, doing something fun, it's like I'm, like, waiting for her
for the
to
moment.
Take the picture.
You want her to take it.
And it doesn't happen very often.
Oh, man.
But, like, you know, I totally get it. I totally
yes.
get, like, if we were just a little younger, those photos would be all over.
But can you imagine living a life where whenever we go and we meet for OMFG or
It'd
we're just
horrifying.
Hanging out, like,
you're taking a photo.
There's a selfie. I mean, we have to work so hard to remember to
right.
take anything.
Right.
No, these people are my age are not working hard to remember to take the photo.
They're working hard to remember to talk to you while you eat your sandwich.
There you go. Yes.
Do you ever do anything with your girlfriends where you're like, okay, guys, for the next hour, we're putting our phones away?
You know what? I've started to notice, and I'm not going to remember the names of the restaurants, but there's been a few restaurants that have made you drop off your phone at the front.
Oh, that's hot.
I know one was in New York, and I couldn't even tell you what it was, mm-hmm. and one was in LA, but I don't – somewhere. But
I like that.
It's very cool. I mean, that would be a very interesting trend to start. And it's almost like for people like us who I'm me included, who are I'm glued to my phone, it's almost like alluring to go there and to drop it off and be like, whoa, what's that world? Wow.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
I know. I mean, look, I'm addicted to – we're both addicted. I mean, we're all addicted to our phones.
We're
Let's
both
be
dicks.
Real. We're all a pack of dicks. But we have lived many, many years pre-phone. We know that you do not need the phone because we lived without the phone.
Yes.
We live with a landline. Have you ever heard of a landline?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know what that is?
I do know what it is.
But it's weird.
Have
right?
I really ever used one?
Get out.
When I was little.
No, get the fuck out.
Open the door, slide your chair out, and get out.
Apparently, Ava Restaurant in the Fairfax District will give you a break on your bill.
If you
leave your phone.
Oh, that's amazing.
Really, really fun.
That's smart.
That's so awesome.
I applaud it.
I applaud that too.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, not that much is happening on your phone, and you know that. You know, mm-hmm. you feel something's
oh my God,
happening.
Nothing's happening. Your friend is fucking posting a fake picture of himself at the Adele concert.
Yes.
That's what's happening.
Exactly. Also, it's weird because it gives you almost anxiety seeing your friend look through whatever social media because it's like, okay, are they looking to see where their other friends are? Are they not interested in this moment?
Mm. Right.
That's right. They're not.
They're not.
They're not.
They're not. They can't be interested in this moment because they aren't actually experiencing moments. They are crafting and producing moments.
Yes.
But they are not moving through and experiencing
yes.
moments.
What do you think that does to you guys?
Doesn't that make people sad?
You. Yeah. Well,
very sad.
Are you sad about it?
I am sad that I have a lot of very close friends who are that. And I think that I would like to say that I'm not exactly that, that I've jumped that and realized, oh, my God, this is hysterical. Look at all of us, which has given me a lot of writing material, to be very honest.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, all of my friends are like this. I mean, I check Instagram 5 times a day, I swear.
5 is you're lying, you check it more than that.
Probably.
You
yeah.
probably
I
mean, check it.
Five.
I'm definitely
yeah.
lying. Okay,
I check
10
it 5.
Times 2,
you,
10.
You check it more than that.
I check it. Essentially, every time I have a quiet moment. I don't remember the last time I stood at the bank or in a restaurant in line without
and
on my
check.
Phone. And just stood there being really vulnerable in line, talking
right.
to no one.
Hmm.
Weird.
Mm. Moment of silence for being vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, RIP. RIP to vulnerability and actual connection in the real world.
Exactly.
It's sad. Yeah, I want to challenge you to like meet a stranger in line.
I know.
How does that feel? Scary?
For me it feels not so scary because I blab to anyone.
Right,
but I can count on a lot of fingers, a lot of people that would be scary.
If I went up to one of your friends, like let's say we're in Bank of America. Emily and I are in Bank of America.
I'm always there.
We're in line.
Always there.
I used to say online, but I've checked myself. Or inline.
That's funny.
Well, that's a Long Island thing.
Right. Oh, okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I've had
because they're on an island, so it's like they all have to be on something.
Huh.
That's so weird.
Lessons. So we're in line, and one of your friends is in front of us, and she turns around, and we're like, hey, you know what? You remind us of Lily Drew, and we were just like, if we engaged in conversation with her, what would happen? Would she be creeped out if like, what would happen?
Yeah, I'm picturing one person I know, and she'd be a little bit creeped out. She would probably hold her phone as a shield.
Okay.
As a shield.
She would engage because she's not going to be rude. She's not an asshole.
She'd be like, 911 would be, like, pulled up.
It'd be more like, this is so weird. This is so not
cool.
Usual. What is going on?
Oh, wow. I mean, I feel like I'm talking to this person and that person in the world. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not so much a random person talker, but I do. I will engage, like, over being on my phone when
need be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we take a quick little break?
I think we must.
And then maybe, Lily, you can tell us. I know you were you've worked with VR.
Yes, I have.
So we'll learn about what VR is.
Okay.
And maybe you can enlighten us. Just give us broad goddamn strokes.
Oh, I definitely will.
Great. OMFG! Did you know that women change their bra sizes an average of 6 times in their lives? That's why finding the perfect fitting bra can make all the difference. Thankfully, Third Love bras were developed using thousands of real women's measurements and range from sizes AA to G, including signature half cup sizes. So no matter what your body shape, you are sure to find a fit that's right for you. And with Third Love's Fit Finder, it only takes 30 seconds to determine the best size and style for your body. So what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to slipping straps, side overflow, and all the rest, and try Third Love today. Third Love stands behind their products so much that they're willing to let our listeners try a bra from their 24/7 collection for free. All you have to pay is the $2.99 for shipping. And you can take the tags off, you can wash it, just live in it for 30 days and make sure it's your new favorite bra. Then if you love it, keep it, they'll charge the card. But if you don't, you can send it back for free and your card won't get charged. So go to thirdlove.com/OMFG to get started today. That's thirdlove, thirdlove.com/OMFG.
OMFG.
And we're back with Lily Drew.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right, bring us to your strange new media world.
Okay, here I am. I guess we're going to talk about VR, right?
If you don't mind, just I know I've heard about it. I've tried on the goggles and I watched an SNL, like the 50th anniversary. That's not possible. 50th.
That's
whatever.
Weird.
Whatever that's it insane. Was. 25 years, I think. 40 years. Something like that.
Yeah.
I think moving it started on. In like, yeah, I think it's a 40-year anniversary.
We're definitely moving on.
Great. And I put the glasses on. It was a virtual reality thing. Mm-hmm. And so everywhere I looked, I could see the experience of being in the audience. Like I saw Jerry Seinfeld and I saw the people behind the scenes and Matt Damon, I think, was there. And then you spin around and you're in the theater watching the SNL taping.
So when you saw it, you were actually like there was stuff going on around you. Like there was movement.
It was as if I was in it.
Okay. So like a fly on the wall sort of thing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what's happening right now is that virtual reality, as far as mainstream virtual reality that people are getting, the average person is getting their hands on, is usually has to do with gaming.
Okay.
So I know there's a lot of virtual reality games that are happening. And this just complicates it, but there's also augmented reality, which is another thing that people are doing.
That's
and
Pokemon.
And that's also gaming. That is Pokemon.
Okay. Got
so
it.
So that is virtual reality is putting on the goggles or looking at. You can essentially look at a video and tap it with your finger and scroll around it. Those are two different kind of versions of, you know, switching up reality or being in a current reality, if that makes sense.
Yes.
What I don't know a lot about augmented reality. I've definitely used goggles before. And the I've used goggles for augmented reality, and it's normally games where your surroundings essentially change. So you open a dashboard with your hands and you maybe put a fire pit in the corner, or you maybe make the floor lava so that you have to jump on different – I mean, it's a fun game for kids. So that's popular, but the stuff that I'm working with is virtual reality.
Okay.
So virtual reality is being in a set environment. So like you said, a fly on the wall in – a sports arena or SNL or whatever it is. Recently, creatively, because I'm a writer and a storyteller, I've been trying to create something where it's kind of a story that's being told as opposed to just random footage or you just being a fly on the wall in a whatever it is. So I'm trying to create like a commercial sort of a thing, or a story of a little boy who really wants to play one sport or something like that, where you're following him and you're constantly, even though you can look around, be thrown at one viewpoint.
Cool.
When do the rest of the public, like what, when are people getting these virtual, is it happening right now?
Well, what's happening is, yes, people have access to it. Yes, there are cheap ones, but there are also expensive virtual reality cameras and goggles. But there are different apps that currently you can download, and they allow you to, or if you have certain, like you can get cheap goggles, you can watch the videos on the apps that are filmed. And there's, I believe on YouTube, there's a way to watch it in virtual reality, certain videos, if you look up VR videos, if you have goggles.
Cool.
And then like Facebook is slowly has the video that you can swirl around.
Have you,
you can
seen that, Emily?
I have. Yeah.
What have you seen?
The swirling video.
Yeah. Where it's the 360 video. Yeah. And who's in there? Just people?
Yeah. So like for instance, my dad just did it, which I was so happy for him and surprised. On Facebook, he was at the USC football game, and he took a picture of him and my mom with the crowd around him, and you could like touch with your finger and look at everyone around him.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's weird.
I'm into it. I mean, I'm scared of it, but I'm excited about it.
Are you excited? I can't tell.
I feel like it's shifting our world. Like, I feel like it's the next level, and it's going to be something that I don't know if everyone – I can't tell if people – if we're ready for it. That's what I don't know.
Yeah, and I think the thing is that people do like traditional media. So people like watching movies, watching television. Now it's all digital, and it's going to end up being all digital. But as far as when you're working with this sort of thing, they're trying to make it better than what they did with 3D.
Because I don't care about 3D.
That's what everyone ends up saying, is that people don't love 3D. They don't love putting on goggles. They don't love sitting in a movie. They would rather just watch it as is.
I don't need things popping out at me.
I don't like that.
But if I could go to a location that I would never go to on my own.
And you're expecting to already get that virtual reality experience, right?
Yeah, like if you can drop me in the middle of Sweden through this experience and I can kind of be there and look around and be there, that sounds really cool to me. It's, you know, that interests me. Like places that I would never go.
That's what's incredible.
Right.
And that's what, I mean, I remember the first time I put on virtual reality goggles, and it was filmed with a good camera, and they were good goggles. I remember I was like transported into this boxing arena, and I was right there, and it was freaky. I felt like I was there.
Right.
I felt like I was also up high on a stage, and I thought I was going to fall off of it.
Wow.
So when you get to that point, if you could bring that to the average viewer,
right,
that's incredible.
Yeah, it's cool. It's next level.
It's next level.
I'm excited.
Don't be scared of it.
For the horror film of when you get dropped into
that's
a place
insane.
And you witness something you weren't supposed to see.
Oh, boy.
It's coming. It's real soon.
Like if you spin around and you see someone laying on the floor dead and you're like, oh, my God.
died.
I mean, it's yet another way to not experience this life.
That's correct.
You know?
There you go. Yeah.
Which sounds great, you know, for everyone. Like, God forbid.
That's exactly it.
We have a conversation with someone in line. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Lily, you are a delight.
Oh, thank this you.
This was really fun. I feel like we could chit-chat forever.
I know.
Do you have just like, you know, a life tip for us since you came in so strong, so confident?
So strong.
What do you have for us to take away?
You know what? I think that overall, I like to say that I'm a yes person, so you guys be yes gals as well. Oh. That is my life tip.
No.
That is my life.
I'll take it.
Do it all. Embrace all this weird new stuff that's being thrown at us.
Yeah.
At One Oak in heels.
Yes.
Okay, I'm feeling
in the heels.
9 months.
Without looking like a pterodactyl. Yeah.
I love that we just dropped out at heels. We're like, see you later. Can't be there.
That was just like too much.
Nope.
Already can't do it. Too much.
No business. No. Thank you.
Thank you.
OMFG. We learned.
We did. I'm really upset about the proof that we got in that pudding.
We got the receipts.
People faking their lives. That's like outraged.
The Adele thing was.
If I met that boy who mm-hmm. went to the outside of the Adele concert, I would smack him.
Not even use your words, just a quick slap.
Yeah.
And just let him and say, think about it.
Yeah.
And hopefully his thoughts will lead him back to the moment where he took a picture outside of an Adele concert and did not attend the concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck your life, dude. Fuck your life.
Man.
Got me riled. I'm as riled about this mm-hmm. as you got about Normcore.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You're riled.
Like, real riled.
Okay.
Look, it's just the lamest thing I've ever heard. And if there are people listening who are partaking in activities such as these, I fucking think you're lame.
She said it.
How lame is that?
Yeah, it's not hitting me in the way it's hitting you. Part of me is like, just I want to know. I'm going to ask the audience, if this is happening, please tell us what else you're faking.
Please.
But
I'll be nice about it. I won't.
No, you're right. You're 100. It is. It's like, what are we trying to do in this life?
What is this life?
What is this life?
Like, get your shit together. Get some priorities. Go fucking help some people. Get over yourself. Like, I don't even get it. I don't get
I like this.
The inspiration behind it at all. To, like, just make yourself seem cool.
Yeah.
Eat a dick, bros.
Uh-huh. I'm not mad. I like you fired up. That much I know. Whether I think it's warranted or not is besides the point. I love it. I'm really
definitely warranted, but okay.
Are you? No, it's like, if we're going to do that, where's the end? You know, is this my real sister? Is this, you know, are these my real teeth? They're not. But like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
they're never your real teeth.
Never been my real teeth. But, you know, it's like, at what point?
Right. Yeah.
We're erasing everything. We're erasing every line off our face in the pictures. We're slimming down our bodies. We're standing outside of concerts we're not attending. It's like, at what point?
Just breathe.
Breathe.
Everybody just take a breath.
You're okay.
Everything's
fine. I'm okay. You're okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm here. I'm here for you. Okay. When you want to put down the camera and start just like fucking being real, I'm here. But before that, fuck yourself.
Go eat a dick.
Yeah.
You can find Lily Drew at Miss Lily Drew. Under her little tag in Twitter, it says 50% hot. 50% mess. I thought was kind of cute.
That's really cute.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
You are?
Uh-huh.
Where can we find you?
Strangely, at Deanna Raphael. Nothing I can do about that.
Didn't see that coming.
And listen, what am I supposed to do? Say goodbye to this G of followers? I've worked tooth and nail, fucking climbed up a fucking mountain to achieve them. And I'm going to say, hey, guys, you know what? Find me at Deanna M. Chang on Twitter. Like,
no.
How, I mean, what, I'm just have to sit with this.
Does that mean that you have that handle as
I
well?
I have that handle on Instagram.
Because the M threw me. Yeah. I'm like, wait, she got that.
I did it on Instagram. There is it at Deanna M. Chang. And if you guys want to start heading over there, I will migrate you. There should be a service to migrate.
This is another sexist thing.
Oh, shit.
Okay. You ready for it?
Yeah.
If you can't, like, people change their names.
Yes.
People should be accommodating to people who change their names.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. That's all.
What do we do?
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
And we are OMFG at OMFG Pod. And please march yourself over to the iTunes. Go give us not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 stars. March yourself away if you don't want to do that. And give us a little something. Say hello. Say, like, why you like us. Because you're listening, so I'm going to assume you like us. Shout out to at Megger Sphinx.
Whoa.
Title, a must, the eye-opening. Love the chemistry between Deanna and Emily and adore their open-mindedness. I may have already said this before. We may be giving you 2 shout-outs, Megger Sphinx. Definitely check it out to keep fresh.
I also am not sure that I was very open through this episode. So thank you so much for that comment.
And we need the space to get angry.
I'm a little turnt today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
OMFG. Friends, why not take a trip to Spontaneanation, where hours of listening pleasure await you. Hours made up of moments. Moments like these.
Guys, maybe we should put our cards on the table here.
Okay.
I feel like one or two or all of us might be, and this is going to sound weird, and please don't hate me for saying this, human killing robots.
Oh, what a relief.
I am.
Thank you so much. I am too.
Oh, I am too.
Oh my God.
I killed Roberto.
Oh my God.
Yes.
And you're going to sing a solo away. Hilarious.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that is very ironic.
Yeah, right?
Is that irony?
I think so.
Let me listen to that one song and I'll get back to you. I can do it later.
Listen to Spontaneanation with me, Paul F. Tompkins, on Earwolf, iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.